Here's a look at your local news headlines on SNSN.
The borough of Jewett City will be welcoming two new resident state troopers soon, as the current troopers will be reassigned to different departments. Trooper Valancourt has been promoted to the rank of sergeant, and Trooper Matt Ray will be moving to the major crimes department. Two troopers have been assigned to Jewett City as a temporary measure. Troopers will have to apply for the position, and there will be an interview process. Grizzled's Board of Selectmen will be holding a special meeting today at 5 p.m. to continue discussions regarding the town's building official, Jack Cipriano. There has been some ongoing investigation into accusations over the past year made against the building official in Grizzled in regards to sexual harassment. There was a special meeting last week in which was also a hearing with both sides and representatives pleading their case. The 5 p.m. meeting is a continuation of last week's special meeting. The building official's job hangs in the balance at this meeting. Town of Grizzled is going to be having a special town meeting on July 13th at 6:45 p.m. at Grizzled Town Hall, 28 Main Street here in Jewett City, for the purpose of considering and acting upon a couple of different items. Number one, an amendment of Chapter 43 concerning special town funds. And number two, also an amendment for the Public Health and Safety Committee. Copies of the proposed amendments are available for review at Grizzled Town Hall, Office of the Town Clerk at Town Hall, 28 Main Street in Jewett City. Or you could visit their website, grizzled-ct.org. Once again, the special town meeting will be Tuesday, July 13th at 6:45 p.m. The Board of Directors of Jewett City Savings Bank announces the selection of Michael Alberts as the next bank's president and CEO, which will take effect on September 8th upon the retirement of Kevin Merchant, the current president and CEO. Since 2015, Mike has served as the senior commercial loan officer and member of the bank's senior management team. He's a former first selectman in the town of Woodstock, and he served 12 years as a state legislature in Connecticut's General Assembly, where Mike helped lead the banking committee with nearly 35 years of banking experience. Mike is a resident of Woodstock. He's been there for over 30 years.